Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Jimmy Care. Yeah. Ooh. Breaking up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Well, good evening. You're on the air, and guess what? It is Find It Out Friday. Yep, we made it through another week. Has these days been flying for you? I know they've been flying for me. You know, we have some information coming on. We're going to give you some music, some update, and some things that you need to know. But before we get started here, I'd like to share this with you. When you hold fast to your beliefs and live true to yourself, your true value as a human being shines through. In other words, manifesting your true entity, your innate self, revealing it, and bringing it all to shine, illuminating all around you. It refers you to the most refined individuality and uniqueness. And you know, when you're unique and you believe in yourself, that's the most important thing. So we have a wonderful person coming on. But before I bring on, I'm just going to play this song and let you relax so that you can listen and hear every word that she has to say.
We are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains.
to leave. And this young lady that's coming on is in the senatorial race, and she is a believer within herself, so therefore she believes in the people. And you know, I've known her for quite some time, Miss Tiffany Jones, T-I-F-F-A-N-I, is on that election ballot for the California Senate seat. So when you step up to that box, check that name, because this young lady is a person that's definitely for the people. We had a conversation. We talked about all the various parties, the blue party, the red party, the orange party, the green party. She said, but you know what? I'm about the people party. So therefore, I wanted her to come on this evening and let you know what her initiatives are, so that she will not be a stranger to you once she flops down in that seat at the California Senate. You know, most of us, we get up in the morning, some people say, well, I'm just going to get into this race, okay? And then some of us go get academic knowledge. But when you're born into it and you have it in your blood, it comes back from generation to generation to generation, then you're the person that has to have that seat. Tiffany Jones, are you on the air with us with Waking Up with Linda McShann this evening?
I am. Hi, Linda.
Hello, 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 California Senate. How you doing? I am so glad. I know it's busy, crazy out there because election is on Tuesday. So I know what it's like. I am so appreciative and grateful for you to come on and just share and care with us and let us know a little bit about Tiffany Jones. Just you know, however way you want to start it, we're here for you, and we are glad that you're here.
Oh, thank you so much, Linda. As you stated, I am a candidate in the special election for the California State Senate District 30 for March 2nd. And the district is interesting. So interesting. It's so eclectic. But it includes the areas of Ladera Heights, Crenshaw, Florence, parts of downtown Los Angeles, and the cities of Inglewood and Culver City. The challenges facing the district are as diverse as the district itself. It's a really big district. It also includes like Rancho Park, Century City, and those other areas.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've learned in the district and about the district is that the business community, you know, large and small, has been under immense pressure to make ends meet under normal conditions, let alone having suffered, you know, this past year of shutdowns and restrictions. So I have looked at that and have considered to provide safe and productive environments for their employees. And let me say, it has been challenging, but we are going to have some solutions to that. You know, and because of that, I've had to focus and commit to assisting them, not, you know, with compliance and with the environmental requirements of California, and everything connected to that. So I personally will continue to be a voice and vote. A voice for those in the business community. Excuse me.
Okay.
I've also learned that public safety services, at a time when crime numbers are increasing daily, must be a priority. So I'm working right now and will work to secure the resources needed for those tasked with public safety to fulfill their obligations and, you know, just keep the public safe. And I think you said, Linda, are you there, Linda?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I'm here. All ears.
Okay. Thank you. You were saying about you referred to my legacy and all the generation after generation of my being in the political arena, and it is in my DNA, and I'm really, really for the people. I also advocate for children for the children and the parents to have a right to the best education possible, whether that be public, private, charter, or homeschooling. So I will be a voice for school choice.
Okay.
And in that same vein, we can also talk about my being an advocate for the child's health and their parent and their physician, because there are attempts coming from Sacramento currently to restrict, to remove parents from the ability to decide on the child's medical well-being and performing medical procedures. So this must be brought to light and challenged. So those are my three initiatives would be school choice, small business empowerment, and public safety.
Okay. And, okay, we have school choice, small business empowerment, and public safety. Now, let's focus in on a little bit of the school choice here. Like you say, there's public, there's private, there's charter, there's home. Because people have some mixed emotions about that. And being an educator myself, I can kind of like understand all different divisions of it. But with the pandemic and this event that we've experienced, and speaking with a lot of parents on my side, you know, just taking an opinion poll on how they feel, most parents, not just only in the city of Los Angeles, but across country, that are really into the well-being of their children, since they have had to be forced to have the children study at home, they're liking it, okay? And the ones that can afford it, which everybody cannot do that, the ones that are able financially to afford it, you know, they'll have a teacher come in or they'll have a nanny come in. Some of us can get a nanny, some of us can't. But when I hear the parents, you know, voicing their opinions about open back up the schools, open back up the schools, I stand in the middle of that because, see, that's your child. You are the parent. And I don't really like to get into it because I won't get controversial over it, but is it that you really want that child back to school, or are you tired because you can't sit down and figure out those math problems, or they're getting on your nerve, or whatever? That's your child. So I remember when you talk about children going to school and you're about school choice, I can go way back in history when we had to get taught up under the old wood tree. Okay, we didn't have classrooms to go into when you go back into that era. So I kind of like stand in the middle of that. I just listen and I smile, and to each his own. That's what I feel about the school choice. Now, you're saying the health restricting the parents from having a say on their child. That one we'll have to really, really talk about. And once you get in that seat, you know, then I can come up and visit you and I can share my opinion face-to-face with you.
Of course.
Yes, you know, I'm just learning the ropes here, but as I was telling the listeners that, and I played that song When You Believe, because you have always been a believer ever since I've known you, and you just didn't step up on a Monday and decide you wanted to do this. You've been traveling on to that journey. And you're halfway there, but see, I know where the destination is going to be. I already see it. So, you know, we have a lot of people in the spots of where they have to be. You know, people all excited. You know, Kamala Harris, Black Vice President, go all the way back, go back. She's not the first one, okay? There's many, many out there that we don't know about. They're called what we call hidden treasures. So with you, and when speaking with you, and you said that one word, and it just like, it just set me on fire. You said, I'm the people's party. And I said, bingo,
yeah.
There it is. So I wanted you to come on, and you know, we have, I believe in everybody coming together no matter what differences they have, and you know, I always talk about that stew pot, everybody coming together, dialoguing it and working together to move it, because we have to, I tell the young adults, to keep yourself strong so that you can stand and help lift someone else up. And it takes all of us to do it. And it's like you have to build that pyramid. And the ones that hold the base of that pyramid, their legs are very, very, very strong, and they have to concentrate. But the one on the top of that pyramid is the one that really has to focus and concentrate and have a lot of trust, because if they wiggle on the bottom, you know what's going to happen to them at the top. So I believe in everyone coming together. I'm so glad. I wanted to congratulate you again. Let the listeners hear me congratulate you, because it's not an easy task out there. I've looked at the slate. I see the other persons, but the seat that you're going in, because this is a special election, the seat that you're going in, the lady that came up out of it, they need you to replace her, okay? Because you guys fall under the same flow. And I'm just wishing you all the luck out there. I just want to hear about it. I'm already dressing you up in your suits and stuff. You know, I'm visual here. And we laugh and talk. And you say, Linda, I'm going to bring you with me. But I tell you, I have my tennis shoes ready with my rhinestones on the toe. And I'm ready to come. I'm ready to come because, you know, I like to be with those sword slingers. You know, I don't like to travel with the individuals that ride in the basket. They ride in that wagon. And when that wagon runs in a mud hole, they don't even want to get out and help clean the mud off the wheels. Can't be bothered with that, because that is not how things get done. So, Tiffany Jones, you know, I always tell you, you say, Tiffany Jones, I call you Tiffany Jones Johnson, because in every city, they got a Johnson family, and especially out the South. And you know them Johnsons, they don't take no mess. And everybody knows the Johnsons. So whenever I say Tiffany Jones Johnson, I always want to throw Johnson on the end of it, because I know you're no nonsense. You're very intelligent. You come from top stock, and you've been around. But your mannerism is so humble, so laid back and so cool. It's just like a pleasure to know you. And to be able to support you. And I understand what you're doing out there. I really do. So, you know, I can go on and on. But touch on the basis of public safety with all the... When you say public safety, you mean as far as safe neighborhoods? Just the safety of the public, period, right? Traveling.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Of traveling. And especially in some of the areas, South Los Angeles is part of the district too. And, you know, that's an area where crime has increased. So we're working on solutions to help decrease that. It's very interesting, because as I talk to all the constituents and I tell them, I said, we are working together. Not me coming up with my own solutions and telling you how to live your life. It's me working with you to come up with these wonderful solutions. And I was talking to someone today, and she, you know, she had a couple of solutions for actually, she told me a little bit more about the small businesses and things about the nail salons and what happened during the restrictions and shutdowns. They had opened, and before they could open, they had to purchase things, cleaning supplies, and kind of redo their salons. Mm-hmm. And then 3 weeks later, they were shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So she was talking about the money that they had to spend to do all that, to reopen, only to be shut down. And then she also brought up another solution with the children in school. She said, you know, why not have the children go back to school at a different time other than what we're normally used to, since the virus spreads typically in the colder months. Maybe we have them return to school in the, you know, warmer months. You know, there are all kinds of different things and different solutions you can bring to the table when you have a conversation. And I think conversation and dialogue is so important on all levels. So I truly love people and want to represent people the best way possible because I think everyone deserves the best. Everyone.
Totally. Yes. I'm with you on that. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Yeah. So I think in this bus.
I'm sorry. Go on.
Oh, I was going to say, I think in this this special election, you will see a unity among the current candidates at each level of governance. Mm-hmm. We are united and will work together during the campaign. And once in office, we will continue to work together in solving these challenges. And I think that's important to emphasize as we see the parties, you know, a little fractured, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to let everyone know that we can all work together and we can unify. This doesn't we don't have to separate just because of color. Or when I say color, I mean like political party, excuse me. But
yeah, blue, red, orange, green, however many it is out there. You know, it's plenty of them out there. When you say you guys can unify, not to cut you off, but I have to put this in here. I always say unity without harmony creates no peace, but unification with action creates victory. So on the ladder that you're speaking of, coming together, having that dialogue, that's where that victory is going to step up in there. Because you can unify all day long, but if you don't take the action to move out on those solutions, because you've been a business consultant for many, 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 many years. That is what you do. So when you're out there speaking to the business owners or going in the community and in the homes, you hear that buzzword. You know where it's lacking. You know what needs to get in there and change when they're going at it basically from an emotional and a financial thing. Yes, they did have to open back up, and yes, they did have to close back down. And it can be very hurting because cleaning supplies and getting partitions and all of that, that's very costly. So I can understand the feelings out there, but that's with anything. You just like from day one, you know, whatever this mm-hmm. thing has brought in, it has made persons sit back and reflect and find out how creative they can be, okay, and how strong
exactly.
they have to be, and basically how what unification actually means. Because it takes everybody to get it done no matter what. So it's no longer, even, you know, with myself, you know, like I always tell people, I'm a boomer, not a zoomer, but I had to learn that stuff. The new way of out there auditioning, they say a tape. I don't even know how to do a tape. Okay, but you don't step up and so, like, all of these things force you to take on those challenges, like you say, and be the voice for everything that you're doing, but basically you have to be the voice for yourself, because we always have that hate talk going on in our heads of coming individuality of you can, you can't. That's that hate talk, I call it, and that's just one type of talk, and then you got that outside talk coming in on you. So in order to do what you have to do, your focus of dealing with that business knowledge, that consulting knowledge. You have to, I'm a change management. I like to do change management, and that's a hard baby to do. Because guess what? You and I both know nobody wants to make that change, do they? And it's like pulling
teeth.
It's
hard sometimes.
It's okay how it is. But I am so proud of you because you and District 30 is huge. And it is very, very diverse, and it just sort of like overlaps. You're not dealing with a small area here or just a small culture. You have a diverse area and diverse people with many, many different cultures, beliefs. So you have to get in there and blend. The Assembly District, because I've been in the Assembly District, I'm 53, we overlap. You know, we go in and out
right.
like that also. So I've kind of like had my feet wet in that. I've gone Assembly, I've gone County Central, but I'll be climbing up there. So I need you to get up there and get in that seat and make some room, because I have these special tennis shoes that I'm decorating over here. So that I could go in and out, and go in those meetings and just sit up there and smile and cross my legs and let my tennis shoes bling. okay, until it all seeps in, and then I do what I have to do. But I'm proud of you. March 2nd, that's a
Thank
special
you so
election.
Much.
Now, you have six other, I saw your slate, a few names on there, a lot of business organizations, organizational people. You, maybe one other consultant. I think I saw a gentleman that was into the legal end of it, and that's good. So I kind of like looked over it. But you know where my heart is, you know where my heart goes, and I'm already counting you in for the win, and that's just the way we do it over here. Because the seat
well,
that
thank
you're
you
filling,
so much.
Yeah, the seat that you're filling, it takes a person like you to be there. Yeah, because she moved on out, and it's the state works differently. The state it's just crazy, but I love Sacramento. Mm-hmm. They know me up there, so when I'm coming, they say, "Ooh, okay, here we go." You know, I take them some peppermint candies and stuff so I can soothe them out after I finish talking about them. But I go up there and talk about them. I'm getting a little bit better. So when you get up there, she'll have another door that I can come into and learn some more. Because it's all about each one help one. And each one
exactly.
Cools one. And the areas that you're speaking of, the school choice, the small businesses, and the public safety, it's all connected in there together. You know, the children have to have public safety. The neighborhoods have to be safe. You know, in order for the businesses to thrive and run and be in business, and in order for the children just to get to school, they're going to school.
Exactly.
So, it requires safety. I'm just, you know, the private school, LAUSD, very, very big. Then you have the private schools, you have the chartered schools, and then you have parents that are homeschooling. I have several parents that homeschool their kids and been doing it for years. And they haven't had a problem with it. And basically, I feel, even though they need to social, they have to have the social connection and the emotional and all of that, but a child learns better in its own environment. They gain experience through environment, through going out, traveling or whatever. But that home life is what puts it there. But you and I both know that all the homes are not the same, you know. And some kids want to get out that door to get to school just to get away from home. Because home can be a bit rough. So school is like their only little sanctuary, right? So all of that is taking place. That's a hard task to take on. That's a hard task, you know. And the small businesses, it's just, I don't know, they have monies coming. But then let me ask you, they put out all these grants and all this stuff and this money is coming, but then people apply and they can't get it. What is that about?
I've heard stories where, and instances where people that necessarily don't need it are getting it.
I got you.
So maybe, and it was on the news the other day where a couple was getting, you know, a couple tens of thousands of dollars, and they were calling to return it, and because they were going to get taxed on it, and they were like, "Well, we're not in need of this. You need to. We're going to give it back to you so that you can give it to someone else." So. I hear different stories. I think that it is an issue. It definitely is an issue where people who are looking for that money because, you know, they're trying to figure it out, like sitting at the kitchen table. I don't want people to sit at the kitchen table to wonder what's going on with their money. I want to restore everything back to normal. I want people to, you know, get back to creating new memories. And if the kids want to go to school or you want to homeschool them or you want to put them in a charter school, a public school, then you can do that because you have choices. And for me, it's all about just displaying or putting the information out there and you make a choice. Here are your options, and you make the best choice for your family.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a journey. I just love talking, though, to the people and seeing where they are, what their concerns are. And then really enthusiastic about coming up with solutions. After we have a conversation about it and really working together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the emphasis. If we work together, we can get so much done.
Totally. Well, you know, there is no I in team, and it takes a team to do anything. And, you know, sometimes you want to do it by yourself, but you never do it by yourself. And for those individuals, I feel, who are out there taking the money unfairly and they don't need it, they don't realize the ramification of cause and effect, okay, because that's not a good thing. It might carry you this year, a couple of years, but in the end, you're going to get payback for that bet that you put out there because you took the food, you know, like if they have food drives and things, you know, in the different areas and people say, oh, I'm going to go and I'm going to go. They're giving away free food. Oh, Linda, are you going? I said, nope, I got a onion in here and I got my coffee and I got what I need. And I don't need to go do that unless I have to do that. So at this particular time, I don't have to do that. So I'm not going to take that spot from someone that does. You know, as a matter of fact, I want to pull up a truck myself and put me up a food panned out across the street, okay? They might be putting out apples and oranges. Maybe I can put out some bananas and grapes. So that's where my mind is flowing to. So I don't understand. And I guess we're not supposed to understand it because it's an individual thing, but you are in a position where you can hear it all, and you have the skill and the tools and the know-how to get in there and decipher and know where to take it. So, therefore, I think you're the best candidate out there to do the job, okay? You are the best to do the job because you have your ears to the ground. It's not something that you woke up on a Monday and decided you wanted to do. You were born into it. And ever since I've known you, you've been moving in that direction. So it is so nice, Tiffany Jones, to see you traveling to your destination and moving into your purpose. And it's a pleasure. I got a big smile on my face over here. And I just can't wait till Tuesday, okay? I just cannot wait. I just want those people, you know, when we were having the marches, and I call it voicing, the protesting and the voting was coming in, I just say just march right on up to that poll box because your voice is your power, okay? And with you, just take that seat. That chair is waiting on you because from what I know, I don't know, you know, everybody get up and they say this and they say that, but see, you've been living it, you know, it just didn't come to you Monday night. You were born into it, you've been groomed for it, you've been around it, you know which way to go, which way not to go, you know the game, and it is a game, like life is a game. And you decide on if you want to play checkers. People say, well, what do you like to do? I say, well, I'm a team member. I said, but I need to know what y'all playing, what sport you playing. You playing basketball, football, baseball, what you playing? And if I decide to suit up, I'm going to suit up and come on in because I know that it takes a team to make it happen. But now, if it's not right, if it's not correct, and I get on that team, I'm going to show you what type of sport I really play. And my sport, I play rugby. Okay, you know about that rugby, you know that seven-man front move on out there? I put that seven-man front out there and take it on through where it has to go. So it takes team effort. You're a person that's about team. You're about unifying and getting people together to have the dialogue, to have the conversation, and you know how to move with action. So I don't see why not. And on that note, Ms. Jones, because, you know, we can go on and on. Give us a last word that you want to talk to the listeners about as far as what happens on March 2nd. What would you like for them to do?
I would like your support and your vote and the opportunity to be your representative for the 30th Senate District.
That's what I'm talking about. You want the support. You want the vote. I love it. And you want the opportunity in order. So, you know, when people do what they have to do, and I'd like to say to you, we love you. We're wishing you the best out there. I cannot wait. And when you believe, we turn the impossible into the possible because you're going up against it. And that's just the name of the game. But I admire you for having the guts and the wish to step on in that river because you're the one that's going to get on the other side of the bank. And on that note, Tiffany Jones, T-I-F-F-A-N-I Jones, for California State Senate.
Yeah.
We're wishing you well. We love you. And I'm going to close out with playing my song that my babies want me to play, and we're going to call it an evening, okay?
Okay, that is Tiffany Jones for State Senate. I have a website, TiffanyJonesForStateSenate.com.
Oh, wait a minute.
And you
Tiffany
can visit
Jones
that.
Tiffany Jones for StateSenate.com.
State, yes, F-O-R, State, S-T-A-T-E, Senate, S-E-N-A-T-E.com.
Okay, I'm going to put that on the end when I do my summary. We're going to tell you to go rest, have some tea. I'm not going to even say relax because I know you're not relaxed right now. This is just the part B. You probably haven't moved into first gear yet, and it is the weekend. So if you need us, give us a call. Give me a call. And much success to you, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Before everybody
Thank
else,
you.
I got to get mine in. Listeners, this is Tiffany Jones running California State Senate. She's going to be for District 30, Tiffany Jones, T-I-F-F-A-N-I Jones. Your next California State Senate. Tiffany, we love you. Please have a wonderful
thank
evening.
You
and
so
thank
much.
You again for caring and sharing.
You too. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Master, you and your fancy, the
had Miss Tiffany T-I-F-F-A-N-I Jones on, nominated candidate for the California State Senate for the special election, which is going to be held on March 2nd. You know, we're not political, but we are political. And the reason why Miss Jones came on to share with you, because she said it doesn't matter about the red, the blue, the yellow, the orange party, no matter what political party is, that she's about the people party. And that caught my ear. And you know it is about the people over here. As I say, we never give up and give in to our negativity. Never give up on your dreams. Never retreat. Proceed as the mighty fierce lion, shining as bright as the sun with a beautiful smile on yourself and your face, and making sure that we make the impossible possible. We're celebrating Black History Month, year, life, forever here. And I'd just like to state this to you. If you know whence you came, there are absolutely no limitations to where that you can go. And that is Mr. James Baldwin. That is my guy. That is my motto. That is my affirmation every day. And keep yourself strong up there so you can hold others up. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And we'll see you again for Mindful Monday. We got some surprises coming up. Love you. Be safe.
Break it up with Linda
Mitchell. Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy Cass. Yeah. Ooh. And we'll break it up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it. Break it up.
We give, showing others how to live.
We share and care with love all through the land.